Good morning, everybody. Had a little bit of a late start there, but I am here with you all. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Hello. I am here with all of you live on this beautifully sunny morning in Oceanside, California. My goodness, it almost feels like I haven't seen the sun in so long. It's been raining a lot, but it's beautiful today. And as a Capricorn, you know, I always say I love the rain, but I love the sun too. And it feels good on a Monday morning to have a little sun for a change. For the last couple weeks, it's been kind of rainy. But I hope you're doing really well this morning, and I'm glad you're here with me. I always want to make sure that I express gratitude for all of you listening, and all of you who hop in the Facebook chat with me. And I will tell you how to get there in a minute. But I'm just grateful that you're all here, and we're all together, and we all get to share our thoughts and feelings. And if you have any questions or anything you want to ask me, or anything you feel like mentioning or talking about, the Facebook chat is the place to do it. So first of all, what day is today? It is March 1st, Monday, March 1st. I'm sorry, March 4th. I'm looking at the number 4 and I'm saying first. Let me get my mouth working properly. Okay. It is Monday, March 4th at 10:04 a.m. Sorry, I was a little bit late today. But you know how it is. My sense of timing has been really weird lately. I think it has for pretty much my whole life. And ADHD is somewhat interesting to navigate when it comes to timing sometimes. But anyway, here we are. So let me tell you how to go get over to the Facebook chat. You can do that by going to your device or computer and going to 12radio.com. And once you do that, you will see some options on the left side of the screen when the 12radio .com page comes up. You'll see chat on the left side along with a bunch of other options. So hit chat like I'm doing. Pardon my frog in my throat. Okay. And when you hit chat, that will take you into the 12radio Facebook page. And just scroll down and you'll see my banner. You are listening to Lori the Love Sherpa. And you'll see my smiling face. And underneath is the place where you can talk all you want. You can make comments and ask questions. And I am here to offer my assistance if you're having any issues with life, with anything that's going on that is disturbing your peace in any way. I am pretty good at helping solve problems, and feel free to let me know what's going on in your life. If there's anything you want to share, I'm open to everything. And I do mean everything, because I really, you know, I mean, I don't get like super political or anything like that, but as far as life issues, I don't get super political, but I do have my opinions for sure. But we won't go into that right now. But as far as like, you know, advice or life issues or something that you're dealing with that you might need a little guidance about, I can help you there. I'm a certified and well-trained spiritual psychology practitioner, as well as a person who has had many, many other types of education, training, and not to mention my own organic gifts, which are plentiful, shall we say. So with all of that and a bunch of other stuff, I can help you out if you need help. So let me look in the chat and say hello to you guys and gals, you lovely ladies and gentlemen. Edward, he says, blessed morning. Hoping you are feeling vibrant and content. I'm definitely feeling vibrant. I'm feeling a little spacey since you're asking. I'll tell you how I'm feeling. I hate to say good, but that's kind of an all-encompassing word. I do feel good. I feel blessed. I feel grateful. I feel, like you said, vibrant. Content is it's an interesting word. Excuse me while I clear my throat one more time. So content for me means peaceful and at ease. And I don't know if I feel content in this moment. I feel a little more, not stressed, but I feel my life force is a little stronger than content right now. And there are many reasons for that, but they're all good. So ultimately, everything works out. But things are good and I'm happy. So who else do I see here? Renee. Hey, Renee. She says, hello. Hello back to you. Glad you're here, Renee. And Pamela's here. Hey, Pamela. She says, hello, Lori. And Quelly. She says, blessings, Lori, and good morning. Good to have you here. And Tara, hey Tara, haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And I love your little rose gif. Oh, that's so pretty. It turns into a heart. I just tapped it while we're on the air. And Tiffany's here. Hey, Tiffany. Cool. All my homies in the house. Love it. All right. So, like I said, I'm happy you guys are here and I'm here to help if anybody needs help. Otherwise, I will just chatter about and chatter on and talk about things that are of interest to me and hopefully to you too. So I was thinking about a lot of things and I just happened to recently come across some interesting items that I really like, just stuff that we find in our travels in life that we really kind of fall in love with. And there are a lot of them, but most recently, I just wanted to share with you all, I came across this really wonderful product. And for a while, I have been desiring a really, really delicious yet healthy hot chocolate. Because I love chocolate, and I know many of you do as well. And I'm into, good health. And so I try to eat organic. I try to do, and if not organic, then at least non-GMO. Because it matters to me what did I put in my body, and I was raised that way. My mom was very health conscious, and back when I was a kid, I don't think that a lot of people were really all that health conscious because we didn't. I don't think we really had to be because things were just some things were just a lot healthier naturally, and there weren't as many toxins and additives and nasty things in our food as there are today. Things like glyphosate, which they're spraying on plants and things that grow, which is really, really bad for us. And it's a poison, and it's used to keep keep pests, bugs from infiltrating the plants, but it also gets on the food and then we eat it and it kind of destroys our digestive system. And if I had to guess, I would say that that's partially why I have some digestive issues from eating this stuff, for the past what decades, however many decades it's been around. And I feel like that's why a lot of people do have some digestive problems, and they didn't even realize what they were eating at the time because we didn't know about it. But today we know about it, and I personally try and stay away from that and other things too, not just that. But if you look at any packaged food, you'll see a lot of stuff in there that you really don't want to eat and you really don't want inside your body. So anyway, on my quest for good health and just really taking good care of myself overall, which makes me feel better and is always my goal. I wouldn't say I'm fanatical about it. Some people might. But I'm just aware and I'm careful. And so what I eat tends to be pretty healthy for the most part. I stopped eating sugar probably back in like September or October of last year. I'd say it's been about 3 or 4 months. And I do eat fruit and I do eat natural sugar, but I just don't eat any refined or processed sugar. And I try and keep my bread consumption and things like that to a minimum. Just because I sometimes think that, well, most of the time I just feel better if I do that. And I don't give it too much thought, but I go by how my body feels. And so when I eat well, I usually feel better. So I've been on this quest for this yummy hot chocolate that had no sugar and was organic and didn't have a lot of crap in it, basically. And I found it. It's taken me since I first put out the desire, which was, like I said, probably a few months ago. Yeah, it's taken me a few months before finding it. So between putting out the desire into the universe for this delicious concoction of hot cocoa that's healthy, I finally found it. And I want to share it with all of you because as I scratch my lip, sorry. Itchy, itchy lip for some reason. I wonder what that means. If anybody knows what itchy lips means, let me know. There's a reason for it. It's like a sign of some sort. But I found this delicious product made by a company called Living Ratio. And you can look it up, actually. It's livingratio.com. And I'll see if maybe I can even put it in the chat. I pulled it up before the show just so I could. Oh, yeah, it's right here. I will copy it and put it in the chat right now so that you can all take a look. So what it is this organic, sugar-free product made with cacao. It's organic cacao, and I believe it has monk fruit, and I believe it has what else does it have in it? You know what? Let me go grab the bag. I'll just take you guys with me over to my kitchen and we can check it out together. Okay. Got the bag right here. It's called Cacao Calm Superfood Chocolate Blend. And it's fair trade, which I also like. It's got cacao and adaptogens, which are really, really, just really good for you. You can look up adaptogens if you want. But it's got ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, cordyceps. It's got coconut milk powder. And what else? organic vanilla extract, and sea salt. And that's it. And those are all super healthy things. So I was pretty ecstatic when I found this. So I didn't know what it tasted like. I saw it online. I must have seen it like five times before I ordered it, because I'm very wary of ordering things sometimes that I don't know about and I don't know how they taste. And of course, when you go online, they always tell you, this is delicious, it's the best thing ever. But I, being the skeptical Virgo part of me that I am, I have to try it for myself and make sure that they're telling the truth. So I didn't order it right away, but then I don't know, something just made me order it, and I was prompted to order it, so I ordered it, and I was thrilled when I saw it in my mail and opened up the package very excitedly. I get very excited about things like this, and I got the hot water and I took the tablespoon of cocoa. At first, I smelled it because I smell everything. So I smelled it first and it smelled good. I was like, oh, this might actually work. So I put a scoop of it in the water. I put another scoop of it in the water because I like my hot chocolate very chocolatey, and mixed it up. And I tasted it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the elixir of the gods. No, what I actually said to myself was, I said that later. I say it now. It is the elixir of the gods. To me, it tastes amazing. But when I first tasted it, I was like, this could work. This could really work. And so I just put a little more of the powder in, and then I was sold. I was like, oh yeah, this is what I've been looking for. And I'm so happy that I actually found this hot chocolate that I love. And it tastes a little bit different than, like, Swiss Miss or something like that, which I don't recommend because it's got a lot of junk in it. Sorry, Swiss Miss. I'm not trying to like denigrate your product, and I probably shouldn't say that on the air, because it does taste good. But for me, I will say for me, it's not an ideal product because it's got sugar and it's got a few other things that I don't think are super healthy. But if that's your jam, then go for it. But for me, this stuff, Cacao Calm by Living Ratio, is the bomb. It is the bomb, people. Oh my God. I highly recommend getting it if you are into really good cacao, hot chocolate. And if any of you have ever had cacao before, it's actually a little bitter. But this particular product doesn't have that sharp bitterness to it. They've somehow managed to make it taste good. So I don't want to say it's exactly like, standard hot chocolate, because it's not. But if you're like me and you have a palate that has gotten used to, healthy foods and healthier versions of classics like Nutella, for instance. I actually did find a healthy version of Nutella. I'm still looking for a healthy version of the, excuse me, a healthy version of Nutella with no sugar. That I have not found yet. I found a few substitutes, but none of them taste very good. There's one that's okay. But I would really love to find a version of Nutella that is no sugar and organic. And as I said, I have not yet been able to find that. So if anybody knows of anything like that, please do let me know, because I am really, really wanting to have my chocolate on my strawberries again, because that's one of my favorite things to eat, strawberries with Nutella. And I have not eaten that since last October. And I'm not jonesing for it anymore because the cravings have subsided, thank goodness. But it would be really nice to find that again. But honestly, I don't crave it, and I'm glad. The one thing that's actually really helping, though, well, there are a few things that are helping, and I will tell you about them. Because if you're a chocolate lover, and you try to get really healthy and stop eating chocolate, which I don't think is a great idea to ever stop eating chocolate. But if you're trying to get healthy, I get it. The products that I have found that are really great, satisfying chocolate substitutes, and actually some do have chocolate in them, and that's not bad as long as there's not a lot of sugar with it. Some of these products are so good. The only thing about the cacao column is that it's not inexpensive. It is fairly expensive. It's, I mean, when you look at the bag, it's 8.47 ounces, 240 grams. Okay, so it's not a huge bag, but it does go a long way because you only need like a rounded tablespoon to make 8 ounces of hot cocoa. So it'll probably last a while. It's not like $10 or $20 a bag. It's like $40 a bag if you go with the auto ship program, I think. So it's considerable, you know, the expense is considerable. But I have to tell you that for me, one, it's an exercise in abundance. So I will put it that way. And I'm happy to keep that mindset of abundance where, yes, I feel good about buying this product. That is an expensive product. It is $40 for a pouch of hot cocoa that is probably going to last, you know, a good while, but the way I drink it, maybe not as long as some people. But me happily buying that and buying it without resistance is going to prove to me, you know, yes, I am abundant. And then more is going to come, more abundance, right? So that's the way I think of things like that. But I know not everyone feels comfortable with that, and I get it. So I just wanted to let you know that it's, you know, it's great. And the honestly, what's more important to me, thankfully, is that I had a desire. I put it out to the universe, and I found it, and it came. And this is what happens when you put a desire, a strong desire, out to the universe, and you may not get it like instantly, or you might, but when you formulate that desire, and you really get into the feeling of having it, because I did. I mean, I could taste that hot chocolate before I got it. And I know it's going to happen with the Nutella because it happened the first time when I found the first version with sugar. And I know I'm going to be able to find a good one without it. I just know it. But yeah, you put your desire out and the universe is like, here, let me serve you. Let me give you your desire. Let me give you what you want, right? So that's what I did, and I'm very excited about it, if you couldn't tell. So that's just the way it works, and I just wanted to share that with you, as well as the lessons involved in receiving this desire of mine, which I held for many months. Not that many months, actually. It's only been like a few, and it was worth the wait. Totally worth the wait. Now I have this wonderful product, and I can have my hot cocoa at night. Even in the summer, I'm in California, so it's not that big a deal anyway. I can have it all year round. But yeah, it's just, I'm happy about the little things, you know, because the little things sometimes are not so little. The little things add up. And in the scope of our lives, every little thing that makes us happy adds up to a happy life. At least that's how it's been for me. You know, my life is the sum of its parts. It's gonna be the way that I choose to look at it. It's all about, do I focus on how happy I am that I found this delicious chocolate drink? Made with wonderfully healthy products that are actually good for my body like really good for my body. Yeah. And so many other things that I found that I really love that are healthy, because good health is important to me. It makes me feel better, makes me look better, makes me feel better, makes me be better. I can be better for everyone, including myself, but for everyone else too, when I feel better. You know, if I'm the best version of me, I'm going to be better for everyone around me. And that's going to make a difference in my world and in the world in general, because if I'm feeling good and I'm happy, that's the energy I'm going to be putting out into the world. And everybody else is going to feel that, whether they know it or not. So it makes a difference, you know, these desires that we have, that we don't sometimes, you know, people get down on themselves and they're like, oh, I have this thing that I want. Don't believe I'm going to get it. Get all depressed. But I'm here to tell you, don't do that. It doesn't serve you. Because I talk about things that I know about because I'm living proof of what I'm talking about. Because all these things have happened to me and they're my own experience. And I know that I'm not the only one who can have these experiences. Because we are all of that same universal God force energy. And that is who we are. That is all of us. We all are these infinite beings, and our desires matter to source, to God, to spirit, whatever word you use, to the universe. And the universe wants to serve our desires up to us. All we need to do is allow them in. And if it feels like it's taking a really long time for your desires to come in, that's okay. Your desire is being honed by the universe. It's being sculpted. It's being so well prepared just for you, because you are probably being very specific in a desire that you want. You're probably, if it's, no matter what it is, whether it's hot cocoa or if it's a lover, a husband, a wife, you know, a significant other, a job, anything that we can desire. The universe knows what's best for you and what will make you happiest. And the universe, as long as you are in a place of non-resistance and simply allowing yourself to enjoy that desire and not get all upset because it's not already here. As long as you can get into the place of allowing your desire to come, it'll come. I've seen it happen in my own life miraculously and amazingly so many times. So many times. And if something that you want isn't coming, it's probably because there's a deeper reason why it may not be good for you, or you may be desiring it from a place of fear instead of a place of love. And that makes a difference too. When you have a pure desire that's from your heart, from a place of love, the energy is very different than a desire born of fear or anger or scarcity. And even when it comes to money, even if you do have some scarcity there, because I've been there, definitely, pretty recently. Even if you do have scarcity mindset, not necessarily even a mindset, but just a lack in your life of money. there's a way for you to put that desire for more money out into the universe so that it will come. And you can do it, the way to get it to manifest is to put the desire out from a place of love instead of a place of fear. And that makes a big difference. And the way to do that is to realize that you, and I've talked about this before, you are that God energy. You are entitled to miracles. Miracles are your birthright. So you are entitled to abundance. You are entitled to feel good. You're not just allowed to, you're entitled to, by virtue of the fact that you are a child of God. You are here in this human body to learn lessons. Yes, and some of those are challenging, but they are opportunities to grow. And it doesn't mean that you're not entitled to good things, because you are. And so those situations that may seem negative can be shifted if you simply allow the energy to flow, the energy of the universe that is flowing through you and that makes you this child of God. So the way I like to do it, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it because we all need to be reminded. The way I do it is I go to my mental diet, which is a diet of not allowing the negative thoughts to infiltrate my brain for very long. You know, they pop in there, but you know, I just toss them out. I allow them to leave. I release them. I don't fight against them. I don't push against them. I think of God instead, like Emmett Fox's Golden Key always says. I persist in my mental diet, and when a negative thought enters my brain or a problem starts to worry me, I shift it. I focus on God instead. I focus on God. I can't say it any better than that. And I might say affirmations, or I just might focus on, and some affirmations could be, you know, the universe has my back. God is my supply, which I really love because it's true. So I might say some affirmations like that. Or I might just go right to that place of peace inside me, which I know is always there because I am God energy. And that place of peace is my center where source resides, spirit resides, God resides. And if I am God energy, then there's no fear. As it says in A Course in Miracles, only love is real. Everything else is an illusion. So if you're thinking thoughts that are negative, those thoughts are not real. Stop thinking them. But seriously, really, they're not real. Negative thoughts are not real. If you're talking to yourself, and you know these thoughts come into your head, like I'm not good enough, just whatever negative thoughts might creep in there, and they do. But if that's what's happening, know that that's not true. What is being said there is not true, because you are good enough. You are worthy. You are God energy. How could you not be worthy? Right? So that's what I like to do. I have written on my arm the word persist. And it's for that very reason. I persist in my mental diet of releasing negative thoughts and having a mental diet of loving thoughts for myself, because I am not going to not be compassionate with myself, because I am here in this human body, and I am doing the best I can at any given moment. So I'm giving myself all the compassion, and I suggest that you do this as well. I'm going to give myself that compassion because I deserve it. I'm entitled to it, and I'm not going to beat myself up. The negative thoughts can go. I can release them, and I can persist in focusing on God, in focusing on who I really am, in focusing on the good things about me as a human, even. Because there are plenty, and not just about me, I'm talking about all of you. Yes, we are God energy, and that entitles us to every true and real heartfelt desire that we could ever conceive of. And we just have to allow that in. But also, part of that is we are in bodies and we are human. And darn it, there are a lot of really good things about us as humans. Maybe there are some things that we don't like too, and that's okay. Don't focus on those. Focus on the good things. If I'm focusing on the good things about myself, it feels a hell of a lot better than focusing on the not so good things. Why would I focus on like the soreness in, whatever part of my body might be sore at that moment, rather than how thankfully and blessedly strong I am. I have a strong body and I'm grateful. And that circles back to why I try and take care of myself, because I like feeling good. And there are so many good qualities that we all have. So many of us are, for the most part, very kind people, very loving people, very thoughtful and caring people. I dare say, if you are listening to this, not only my show, but this radio station, 1-2 Radio, you are a loving person. You have a loving heart and you care about people. And you're probably an empath, but that's another story. Because most of us are, or we wouldn't be here. We tend to gravitate towards our tribe, and our tribe is full of very highly sensitive people and empaths and people who feel other people's energy and intuitives. And I mean, goodness, look at 1-2 Listen. Just a lot of intuitives over there, and they are great. So we do tend to find our tribe. So if you're here, I don't want you getting down on yourself because you are a good person. I am sure of that. There are not a lot of narcissists listening to this program. There are not a lot of axe murderers listening to this program. There are just not a lot of not so nice people here because they wouldn't want to be here. This would make no sense to them. This would sound like a lot of BS to them. It just wouldn't, it wouldn't even energetically attract them, because this kind of energy doesn't attract. And I will qualify this because I know what you're thinking, because I'm thinking it too. Purely loving, unafraid energy, open and vulnerable hearts only attract, for the most part, I won't say only, for the most part, attract the same type of energy back. And yes, there is a thing about empaths, and narcissists being attracted to empaths. However, the reason for that goes deeper, and it is usually because empaths can have some, shall we say, not great self-esteem and a lot of unworthiness. it can kind of go with the territory because we can be very sensitive, and people who prey on other people, like, narcissists who like to prey on other people, see our sensitivity and pick up on it and try to take advantage of that sometimes. So yes, there's that. I'm not discounting that at all. It's very true. And the way to avoid that is, as an empath or as a very sensitive person, to go back to the place of love. And the place of love also includes having respect for yourself, not allowing others to take advantage of you, and having really good boundaries. That is a very loving thing. Having good boundaries is so loving of yourself and of others, because it is clarity and it is clear communication, and it tells you and it tells everyone else how you will be treated and how you won't be treated. And that's where the line comes in with the empaths and the narcissists. A narcissist is not going to go towards somebody if they feel that they can't get over on them. They're just not. And I can tell you this because I have known only a couple of narcissists in my life. And I'm thankful to be able to say that that shit don't fly with me. I can see them coming a mile away. I do not engage. I just don't. And yes, I understand that there are many other factors involved in this. And if you have been hurt by a narcissist, I feel for you very deeply. And I would not want to see that happen to anyone. And the way that I personally have found works in dealing with toxic people and people who, could be narcissists. And I know that's a strong thing to say, but it does exist. The way to deal with it is to make yourself so clear and to come from such a self-loving place that you simply don't allow anyone who does not treat you with respect and with love to get anywhere near you. And that can be challenging. It can. Especially if it's someone you love, or family, or, a parent. Obviously, if you're a child and you have a narcissistic parent, there's not a lot you can do. And it's a huge, huge lesson in your life. So that's a different story. Obviously, you can't set boundaries if you're a child and you have a parent who's a narcissist. So please don't think I'm being insensitive to that, because I know there are a lot of different situations where this happens, and this is a really deep subject. Excuse me. So I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about children, because children are pretty helpless. That's a whole nother show. But as adults, we get to decide what we're going to tolerate and what we're not going to tolerate. And we get to decide what we want and what we don't want. And we get to make those decisions for our lives. Just us. You get to decide what's good for you. Nobody else does. Nobody else gets to decide that. So, if you, like me, have had to set boundaries with people you love, like me, I have been there. If you've had to set hard boundaries with people that you actually really do love, who are, narcissists or not, but, mostly not narcissists, because most people are not. But maybe they're just overstepping something. And it's making you uncomfortable, and you have to set a boundary. Yeah, it feels really, really uncomfortable sometimes to set those boundaries. I know, because I've I've been doing some of that with different people lately. And it's so freaking hard. But you know what? I know deep down that I'm doing the right thing for myself and for them. It doesn't serve me or them to do either of us a disservice and allow my boundaries to be crossed. It just doesn't. And boundaries are super important, but it's also important that they don't become barriers. So when you set a boundary, there's a fine line. I just want to say, don't let it become a barrier where there's so much of a boundary that there's no getting in or out. You know what I mean? Let it be as soft or as hard a boundary as you need, but don't let it be a barrier. Unless you really, really, really must have that. And in certain cases, dangerous situations, yes, you do need a barrier, absolutely. But what I'm talking about is not, I'm not talking about the extreme, extreme cases, okay? I'm talking about like everyday life, dealing with people who we normally deal with, friends, family, anyone around us, people we work with, whatever. A boundary is actually a good thing. It takes care of you, and it also lets them know how to treat you, and it helps them learn what you will and won't accept. So I hope I'm saying this the right way, and I hope it's making sense. I'm actually still standing in my kitchen. I don't usually stand in my kitchen and do the show, but that is where I have landed. So I only got to tell you about that one product, but honestly, I will tell you about more products on another show. Oh, good. We have 5 minutes. Okay. I was looking at my other clock, which is about 3 minutes fast. But yeah, I did want to share that with you, and I hope that all of that or some of that was helpful in some way to you, because I know I went a lot of different ways in what I was talking about. And that's usually what happens on the show. I start talking about one thing and it leads to another, which is how spirit works for me. So that's why I let spirit lead and I let my little human get out of the way. And I am going back to the chat. Okay. I'm going back to the chat. Where are you guys? Okay. My lovely ladies and gents. Okay. I'm sorry, this is a bit of a process. Okay. Oh, wow. You guys are really, really going to town here. I am so sorry I didn't look sooner. My goodness. Okay. Oof. Okay. Hey, Joni. It doesn't look like I'm going to have time to pull a card on the air today. But I will do it for you after the show's over and I will put it in the chat. How's that? Because I see you say it's your birthday in a couple of days. Happy birthday. And she says something new must be coming on the work, career, purpose front. See anything? Okay. I'm definitely going to look into that for you. My first hit is that something actually is coming and it's going to be really good. You're going to like it a lot. That's actually an intuitive hit I just got, but I'm going to pull a card for you and put it in the chat. So we'll get, I don't know how specific we'll be, but we'll see what happens. So I will do that. And Tiffany says, I've been using organic coconut sugar as a substitute. Yeah, I have heard some people say that. I'm going to check into that. I don't know if that would still qualify as sugar for what I'm doing, but it's definitely a good suggestion. Thank you for that. Okay. Yeah, I was talking to one of my girlfriends about coconut sugar pretty recently, who she also doesn't do sugar, and so we were talking about that. It's a good thought. And Renee says, I'm at the grocery store, forgot my list, so may not get everything, but hot chocolate sounds good. Maybe I can find a healthy hot chocolate mix here. I've been wanting some hot chocolate lately too. Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about a nice cup of hot cocoa that really, it really satisfies. Oh, thank you. Tiffany, you are awesome. She put the ingredients in the chat. That is amazing. The ingredients of the cacao calm. Yep. See, everything good, just like I said. Okay, so Tiffany says, I don't like hazelnuts, so I don't have any advice, but I just looked at the ingredients and there are quite a number of things that aren't good. Do you have a juicer? Ours came with what they call a blank piece, and you can make homemade nut butters in minutes. I'm pretty sure what you're referring to is the Nutella, which actually doesn't taste all that much like hazelnuts. It really does have a pretty strong, overpowering chocolate flavor, which is why I like it so much. But yeah, that's you give good advice. Wow, that's awesome, Tiffany. Thank you for that. And Edward, Chalk Zero, and to be honest, I think our healthy Nutella alternatives. Chalk Zero, I have tried, although I don't think I've tried their chocolate cream. I'm going to try that. Thank you for that. That's a good idea. I will look into that because I ordered like 7 different things off the internet and none of them were good. And Pamela says, sugar is a tough one to conquer. You know, it was the very last thing that I wanted to even try to give up because it was so challenging. So you are right about that. Tara also says, maybe you could make your own Nutella. I might be able to do that. You know, I made my own cinnamon butter, sweetened cinnamon butter with stevia. And I take the sweetened cinnamon butter and I put it in dates. Oh my God. Have you ever had a butter date? Let me tell you, butter dates are the best. It's like a chunk of cinnamon butter, sweet cinnamon butter, inside a date. Holy cow, it's amazing. And I know you're saying butter's not healthy, but actually if you're eating a ketogenic diet, butter is really healthy. But, oh my goodness. I actually have to go. And Jamie Dawn is coming up live next. I'm going to read all your messages and I'm going to respond in the chat. I'm so sorry I didn't get to you sooner, but I'm just happy you're all here. So stay tuned for Jamie Dawn's live show next. She's coming up and she's great. But come back and be with me next week. I'm just so excited and happy that you're all here. And I hate to have to go, but I do. So you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world and the way we eat in the world. I love you all. Bye.